Ricky Van Shelton, keep it between the lines on Southern Alberta's Best Country, CJWE. It is 4:21. Good afternoon. My name is Sarah Scott, and I have two very special guests in studio with me right now. I have Wendy Two Guns and Kevin Little Light. Thank you so much for coming in today. How are you, and how is your Thursday going?
Howdy. It's going pretty good. Okay. Danse and ambastino and daranastara. It's really good.
It's been a good day. We were just golfing with the youth tournament, the youth charity tournament for Sitka Nation at Redwood Meadows, and then I raced down here to meet with you.
Well, I really appreciate you spending a few minutes of your afternoon with me, and it looks like with the weather here, maybe it was good you left golfing a little bit early. We're getting some clouds and maybe a little bit of rain, but as I've discussed before, I'm not doing any more weather predictions on this radio station because, you know, but what we are hoping is that the Sitsina Nation annual celebrations for 2025 on July 23rd to 27th. We are hoping the weather is going to be good for that because there is a lot going on. So let's go more in depth with this. We have the poster on our website, but what do we got going on?
So for the, we have five events at the annual celebrations. We have the rodeo, the powwow, the hand games, the golf, and the slow pitch.
It's competitors from all over North America or the Turtle Island. It's we have the best coming to play golf, of course. We have great teams that are in the slow pitch. We have world-renowned powwow dancers as well as cowboys and cowgirls from across Turtle Island competing for, you know, the prestige of Sitina's biggest Indian rodeo or Native American rodeo, yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. So it is the annual celebration. So give us a bit of a history on this event. How long has it been going for and how many people normally attend?
So it's been going for many years. Up at the Redwood Fairgrounds, it's been 52 years for the powwow. Rodeo is yet to reach 50 years. I think we have one more year left. And then Redwood Meadows Golf Course followed that, so they're probably going to be reaching that in a few years, the golf tournament.
We've had the rodeo going since about 1920s, 1930s. There's actually pictures of the great Chief Dick Big Plume bronc riding, and there was Model T cars surrounding the rodeo, and since then it moved to Redwood in today's world we know, and you know, powwow, it evolved into what powwow is today, and it started out at the Banff Hotel over there and as shows, and then we decided, no, let's have our own powwow in the 1960s, and we brought it over to the Bullhead Hall, and from there it did too migrate to Redwood, and Redwood is such a beautiful place, and now it's got a good chunk of our history there.
That's really, really great. So what would you like people and visitors to take away from this event this year?
To participate, yeah. To enjoy watching powwow. We have great performances. We have a performance Friday evening. We have two performances Saturday at 1 p.m. and at 7 p.m. And then the Sunday, the finals at 1 p.m. And what goes along with powwow is you have great dancers. We bring in the greatest drums. Blackstone is our host drum this year, and our MC is Hal Eagletail, and it's just a really great time for everybody. And there's vendors, there's food, there's all types of entertainment.
We roughly get, you know, 10 years ago we did a count, and we did count 80,000 people over the 3 days. So that's roughly, you know, 25,000 a day. We expect that to grow this year. We've made some improvements in the powwow and into the rodeo, and, you know, the golf and the slow pitch have always been mainstays with us. So we get a lot of visitors, and they get to experience Sitina land, Sitina culture, and they get to experience a great celebration. It probably has the most bang for your buck. You know, the rodeo is very, very convenient to today's economy to enter. I believe it's $15 at the door. You can get a $40 pass. The powwow is free. Parking is free. And it's just a magnificent showcase of Indigenous people, Native American people.
Oh, my goodness. There is so much to look forward to.
The great thing about the rodeo is it's, like Kevin said, the biggest Indian rodeo. And $10,000 major event. And we've also added $10,000 for the senior events. So that's new this year. We expect a lot of contestants and a lot of good competition.
It's going to be such a good year. So everybody has to go July 23rd to the 27th. There's the powwow, the rodeo, the hand games, slow pitch, golf, youth rodeo, and youth powwow. And it is very economical at $15 at the door, or get that $40 pass. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about the Tsitsina Nation Annual Celebrations 2025?
Well, it's really one of the stops, you know, on the powwow tour and the rodeo tour in North America. You know, it's easily in the top 10 places to go during the summer. It still has that old school vibe where we're still a community. We haven't really pressed for, you know, making the almighty dollar on it. So, you know, it's really a good tribute to how we used to do things in the past. And it has that real community spirit, but it's really, really growing. So you have to be prepared for a great number of people, right? And we have the best vendors there. We have, vendors. We have kind of a flea market type of vendors that go around Nepal. You get to see a teepee village. It's just endless amounts of opportunity to kind of calm down. You know, put your feet up, watch great powwow, watch the great sport of rodeo, where we do get the best of Indigenous cowboys. We get the best all the way from Navajo land, all the way from Musquechese country to the east. We have people coming in from Saskatchewan, BC, British Columbia, our good friends in Montana. So it's a really, really big event this year, and don't miss it.
Don't miss it. It sounds really exciting. I'm pretty sure we're heading down there too, so we'll see you guys out there. And yeah, July 23rd to the 27th at Redwood Meadows near Bray Creek. Just check it out. It's going to be so fabulous. The Tsitsina Nation Annual Celebrations 2025. Wendy, Kevin, thank you so much for joining me this afternoon. Is there anything else you want to mention or talk about today?
Well, you know, every great event has great leadership, and I want to sincerely thank Head Chief Roy Whitney as being one of the greatest supporters of his tenure as chief for the last 30 years. And we have great minor chiefs that are on board with us. I can't name them all. If I miss one, I don't want to get in trouble for that. So all of them. And then it goes to the committees. You know, we have a lot of Tsitsina people that are on these committees, like the Powell Committee. We have Wendy, of course, that has worked tirelessly, and I don't envy her. When the weekend comes, it's going to be 24-hour deals for her, so I can't imagine her schedule there. But without Wendy, it would be not as great. I can honestly say that. And for the whole of Tsitsina people, you know, they take a lot of pride in this celebration. It's one of the stops, as I say, and it couldn't be better without them. So they're all behind it. The people, the leadership, and the management. You know, my hat's off to, of course, our CEO, Jerry Simon, who, you know, at the end of the day, he has to look at all the paperwork of that, and as well as Mr. Crow in finance. So, it's a big army that takes care of this thing, and it's led really well. Mm-hmm. And the people back it, and our visitors really enjoy themselves.
A lot of heart, a lot of soul, and a lot of passion and community has been put into this event already from the sounds of it. So a big thanks going out to you, Wendy, for all your hard work. I believe in you that weekend. You're going to do great. You're going to be fabulous. Well, thank you so much for coming in this afternoon. Check it out, the Tsitsina Nation Annual Celebrations 2025, July 23rd to 27th. For more details, you can always head on over to our website at cjwe.ca.